So Kat, so you're nearly finishing your time in France. What are you going to do next year?
I'll have to go back to finish my final year. It's the final year of my four-year course, so I'm going to be taking my final exams and I'll have quite a lot of coursework to do. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I plan to leave France in June, then have a break. I don't know. If I've got some money, I'd like to go on holiday. And then I start back at uni in, I think it's late September. And then, like you, I've got all my work to do for final year, which should be a lot of fun. And then after that, I don't know. I'd like to maybe go travelling or teach English in Japan. Because it's going to be really difficult to get a job because of the financial crisis. But my ultimate career goal, I really don't know what I want to do. Do you know what you'd like to do for a career once you've finished uni?
I was thinking of going into human resources or project management. I've started to look around a few agencies, a few enterprises in England just to see what it's about, but I don't know, I'm sort of focusing on next year because I'm finding the idea of next year I'm quite apprehensive about it. There's a lot of stress, a lot of pressure to do well. How about you? Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I'm really nervous about next year. Like you said, there's a lot of pressure to do well. I mean, we've been studying for 4 years and nobody wants to fail or graduate with a bad mark because it's really difficult to get a job, so you need to do the best that you can. Yeah, so maybe that would be best to focus on next year rather than my career goal. Definitely.